Resurrected Republic Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Madam Speaker, I have a few questions for my colleagues. What if our foreign policy of the past century is deeply flawed and has not served our national security interests? What if we wake up one day and realize that the terrorist threat is a predictable consequence of our meddling in the affairs of others and has nothing to do with us being free and prosperous? What if propping up repressive regimes in the Middle East endangers both the United States and Israel? What if occupying countries like Iraq and Afghanistan and bombing Pakistan is directly related to the hatred directed toward us?
Don't we all love that speech?
What if someday...
God, that's like my favorite speech of all time, huh? Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm your host, Tom Lacabarra-Stewart. Ah, what a night. So anyway, folks, tonight I want to share with you something. I'm coming in obviously at night, which is not normal. Had some technical issues during the daytime slot. I'm going to be returning back to nighttime shortly. It just works better for me. But we've been trying to keep that, you know, that daytime slot filled. So my apologies for some issues we had today earlier. But I'm with you now. And you know, some of what I want to cover tonight came about as a response to a phone call that I got from another independent alternative media host who just, you know, basically called to say hi and that there was certain information that was forthcoming, I guess, regarding Larry Wooten of the Bureau of Land Management. And some disclosure of information, and that this, or members of this agency, or of however it was worded, basically are nervous, you know, and I guess it was kind of like it felt like, you know, he was trying to give me a warning. Okay, so, and I may be, maybe I'm taking it wrong, but I don't. I mean, it came out of the blue. So, and in light of the fact that we've been pounding away at the truth about the BLM pretty steadily, so it doesn't surprise me. So my response to that warning is tonight's broadcast. First, I'd like to share with you a message for independence. This was a very short piece that I recorded and released yesterday. As all of you know, my main YouTube channel was terminated. Thousands of subscribers, millions of views wiped out. So I would ask you to go to RTR Truth Media Reloaded on YouTube and start spreading some of our videos around, because 6 years worth of work and building up subscribers and all of that, and they've done a pretty good job at wiping that out. So anyway, I want to share this message with you. This is, you know, some of you had sent me messages, happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day, and I didn't want to really rain on anyone's parade yesterday, which is why I'm sharing this with you today. I wanted you to have fun with your families. I didn't want to be the one to pee in your cornflakes, as it were. So anyway, Mike, roll that clip one, a message for independence.
Well, hello, folks. This is Tom Lacabarra-Stewart, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio, on location in Arizona, in the shadow of the Superstition Mountains on July 4th. And I have a message for you folks. First of all, Ammon Bundy released a video today exposing the withholding of exculpatory information in the Burleson and Engels case. But I wanted to talk to you guys for a second about July 4th, Independence Day, and why that's so important. It's important because we don't have it. We don't have it And as long as we have political prisoners that are sitting in jail right now for standing up for their country, while we all celebrate with hot dogs and hamburgers and Chinese fireworks, while they sit there and suffer, I will not allow myself to celebrate today. And I'm not trying to pee on anybody's parade. I want you to go out with your families, and I'd love for you to teach them the blessings and lessons of liberty. And I'd love for you to expose them to the political prisoners, the patriot political prisoners that still sit in jails and prisons across America today for doing nothing more than standing up for what was right. My July 4th message to America is free our political prisoners. Schaefer Cox, Jeffrey Winehouse, I mean the list goes on, Ed and Elaine Brown, there's just so many now that it is not, you just can't ignore it. You want July 4th to be about independence? Then President Trump, you want me to support you? Free our political prisoners, because until they are freed, as far as I'm concerned, there is no president, there is no senator, there is no congressman, there is no anyone that I respect, that I revere, that I will hold dear, that I will support, that I will defend. I'll defend those men that are sitting in that jail because they stood up against what was wrong. Everything that was wrong, they stood up. They risked their lives, personally sacrificed. They weren't millionaires. They wanted to serve their fellow man. So, as far as I'm concerned, until those individuals, those brothers and sisters are out of jail, there is no Independence Day for me. God bless all of you. May Christ be with you. Give me liberty or give me death.
Tune in to Resurrect Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
So, that was my 4th of July message that I waited a day to share with most of you, because I certainly didn't want to ruin anybody's family outing. And that is, you know, a lot of people get together on Independence Day and do the cookout thing, and you know, I understand that. So anyway, I think that the important thing is that we continue to share the truth and expose these crimes that are committed supposedly under our consent and in our name. Speaking of independence, I don't know how many of you folks know that Facebook flagged a portion of the Declaration of Independence as hate speech. I mean, it's funny, but it's not. But it's funny, but it's not. You know, social media, social conditioning, and we're working on breaking free of the shackles of their platforms soon. My buddy Joe is working on some things, and we're planning a to be live streaming RPN's the Resurrect the Republic show and RTR Truth Media Reloaded, and whoever else wants to do so at RBN, live streaming on many different platforms simultaneously. That's something that we're working towards. Well, anyway, about the BLM, you know, this is an organization that needs to be ended. It really, truly does need to be ended. They need to be disarmed. We have prosecutors that are overzealous. Some good news that I have to report to you is that Judge Navarro shot down the final attempt to try the Bundys again. The Free Range Report, Daily Caller, RTR Truth Media as well, .blogspot.com. You can go to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com and get that article. Myrie's team of prosecutors had dismissed several claims of missing and hidden evidence by the defendants as fantastical and a fishing expedition. Folks, this is Myrie openly, outwardly, knowingly lying not only to the jury, but to the judge, which, by the way, is a crime. However, an investigation into the Bureau of Land Management's, BLM's, handling of the 2014 Nevada standoff with the Bundys revealed incredible bias, widespread misconduct, and likely illegal actions by the BLM, like the destruction of evidence that was exculpatory. Withholding is one thing. Destruction is another. And they shredded bags and bags and bags of documents, paperwork, and information, shredded, destroyed. And some of them were picked through, and some evidence was able to be extracted from the shredded documents. Not much, but some. So this is something that you really need to be aware of that's going on in your name, with, by the way, with your consent, you know. So the federal judge rejected prosecutors' request Tuesday to reconsider her dismissal of the case against Nevada rancher Clive and Bundy, his two sons, and friend Ryan Payne. And what's really disturbing about this is not only did they lie, not only did they lie to the judge, but they were never fired. And then 6 months later, they're coming back to take another swing. At what point does this insanity... See, government has become a cult to me. You know, I really want to believe, you know, I guess I'd like to believe that a limited government can exist to preserve and protect the rights of the people. People, just everyday people going about their way that don't need to do years of research to understand their status, I don't want to get into it, but you know what I'm saying. But all the more that I look at government, it's become a cult, and it does what it wants to do. It doesn't punish itself. We have no apparent instrument to punish it. How many crimes have all of you out there been exposed to by different factions, members of, or employees of the federal government? I mean, the list is, I mean, when does it become a long train of abuses? At what point does it, well, anyway. So Judge Navarro dismissed the conspiracy charges on January 8th. And she found, this is a liberal judge, she had found that the prosecutors had acted with prejudice throughout the trial. This was reported by the Oregonian. Federal prosecutors violated federal law and failed to share evidence favorable to the defendant's case with the court. The court's finding of outrageous government conduct was not in error, Navarro wrote. This is the judge, a liberal judge, that wrote in her 11-page ruling obtained. We have it in Scribd. If you go to RTR Truth Media Scribd, the document is on our site as well. As a matter of fact, you can go to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com, and we have the ruling embedded on our website. So you can have a look at this 11 pages yourself. So she wrote in this 11-page ruling, on the contrary, universal sense of justice was violated by the government's failure to provide evidence that is potentially exculpatory. The prosecutor's request did not make any new arguments or bring forth any evidence that Navarro had not already considered in her decision to dismiss the case. The court gave somber consideration to the ramifications of its order and found that it was in the interest of justice to dismiss the case with prejudice. Navarro wrote, a motion for reconsideration should not be used to ask the court to rethink what it has already thought. Prosecutors requested the court grant another trial against the Bundys and Payne, calling missteps and violations throughout the trial inadvertent. So when two gangsters walk into your shop to collect the racket money, anyway, you get my point. This is just ridiculous. Inadvertent. These guys should be in prison. These prosecutors should be in prison. You should be held to a higher standard when you're working in the public trust. But increasingly over the decades, it has been flipped on its head. Now it seems almost impossible, unless you have a smoking gun and somebody dead, the chances are one of the, and even then, who knows, these prosecutors should be in prison. And BLM just firing Daniel Love, they're responsible. They knew who they were hiring. They knew what he was doing. They knew his personality type. That's the personality type that they seek out these days. Nobody try, and when one man tries to stop and point it all out, Larry Wooten, oh boy, does he get the rain parade on his head. And then we start getting backdoor messages, cryptic messages that, you know, we better not share Wooten too, and we better stay away from that information, and that the federal government's really nervous. I could care less. If the federal, I hope that these agencies are nervous. That's the whole point. When you fear your government, that's tyranny, folks. When the government fears you, that's freedom. That's liberty. And I don't mean, what do I mean by fear? So let's clarify that. I don't mean driving up to, you know, congressional softball games and harming anyone. That's not what I mean. I mean that it is time for people to say no more. And when you commit a crime under the color of law, you need to go to prison. They're taking people and throwing them in prison, these political prisoners, for things that are absolutely outrageously ridiculous, while prosecutors can stand there and lie straight to a judge's face and get to come back 6 months later and swing again. I hope that that ticks you off as much as it ticks me off, because we need to do something about it. So Myrie's team of prosecutors had dismissed several claims of missing and hidden evidence by the defendants as fantastical and a fishing expedition, knowing full well they were telling the truth. See, as a prosecutor, and people say, oh, lawyers lie, but as a prosecutor, you have a certain standard that you're supposed to meet. Lying is not one of those standards to gain a conviction. That was what was attempted. Stephen Myrie, you need to go to prison. And all of those folks at the BLM that destroyed evidence, and, oh, by the way, not to mention the idiot that shot the woman in the ATV rider in the back for being over an invisible line in Bardu Canyon out in California. Yeah, so the BLM is nervous. Well, you know what? The BLM should be nervous, because their behavior has been outrageous and militaristic. We need an investigation into the Bureau of Land Management. And many congressmen, by the way, and senators have said this. See, this is what frustrates me, okay?
Well, you have to respect the system and respect the government and respect the process and respect this and respect that.
You lie to the cops, you're going to jail. The prosecutor does it, and he gets to keep his salary, he gets to keep his job, and he gets to come back 6 months later and come at you again. I guess then becoming a U.S. prosecutor gives you a title of nobility then. Because that's what it sounds like to me. So these actions need to be seriously addressed. So while we're on the topic of BLM, I know we're getting closer to this next break. I think that it would be prudent to stay on topic. You know, at some point, if we don't stand together, we're all going to hang separately anyway. Folks, 1-800-313-9443, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast. We will be back after a few words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. The name of the article, by the way, about the prosecutors in the Bundy case is called Dishonest Bundy Prosecutors Shot Down by Judge in Attempt at New Trial on rtrtruthmedia.blogspot. Also, folks, I just asked our producer to please post that on the RBN republicbroadcasting.org website as well, so you'll be able to find it there and probably on the RBN's Facebook as well as mine. We do have a caller on the line, George in Texas. George, you're on Resurrect the Republic.
Hey, how you doing? You know, on my blog, I think I wrote, it's about three or four posts down, but yeah, if you go to the website Zenger News, I sat there and wrote a blog about, when this election day, I'm voting for none of the above when it comes to county judges or state judges. Yeah. On my Facebook feed, I got a thing, you got to get out, because there was a runoff election, and elect Republican judges. I don't want a Democrat judge. I do not want a Republican judge. I want a constitutional judge that's not a member of the bar.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I can relate to your frustration there.
Because county judges, they do, like I say, county commissioner or mayor or city council, congressman, boy, they'll get some tough questions asked to them. You know, there'll be scrutiny, but judges, they don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, family court judges are more like, they'll release the children to a crack addict adulteress while the husband is a straight arrow and has his life in order.
I've seen it happen endlessly. It's horrible.
I mean, even like one retired judge, he's sitting there going, because these family court judges are getting so out of hand, he sits there and goes, we need to bring the juries back into the family court.
Yeah, yeah. And I am of the belief that the prosecutor should not be a part of the process in making presentments to, all right, let me rephrase that. If the police catch a murderer or somebody like that, of course they come to the prosecutor. The prosecutor determines whether he can build a case, blah, 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 blah. Okay. However, when you have a crime that is allegedly committed by someone under the color of law, the prosecutor, by default, should not be a part of that process. That should be governed by either a committee of safety of and I don't mean people that run for election, even just randomly picked pillars of communities, just like we saw in Harney County when they put that committee of safety together with Chris Beals and folks like that, should be able to review this information and present it. Anybody, actually, technically, should be able to deliver evidence and information to a grand jury foreman, you know, within reasonable limits. But the problem in this process is that you have a government, somebody who's working for the state, standing in that capacity that works with these individuals from the state to prosecute people. So you have a conflict of interest there that we've never solved. It was fixed a long time ago. It was called the Committee of Safety. And that was pre-Revolutionary War, during the Revolution, and after that these committees of safety were used. And grand juries are very important. But, you know, you have people who have tried, who have been so frustrated by not getting any action, just like we did a report some weeks back of people who try and make a complaint against a police officer. And this is a systemic problem throughout the country. This wasn't any one state. There were different people that would just go in. They just walked into the police station and said, how do I file a complaint on an officer? They were intimidated. They were threatened. Some of them were ticketed, bullied. And this is a systemic problem because there is something inherently wrong with somebody trying to investigate themselves or their friends. And the government investigating itself has not worked out well. Just look at the mess in D.C. over destroyed emails and meetings on tarmacs and pedophilia. And I mean, just I don't even know if you can call it a swamp.
Well, even like a retired Texas Ranger I know, you know, he sat there and says for the police, because he said they got so corrupt, he says, we need a JAG Corps for just police that are independent, that can go into a district. What's that?
Yes.
And prosecute and have the judge and have an independent judge in that jurisdiction over that police officer. Because personally, I am written in this thing. I said, will a judge arrest a police officer who just committed perjury to get his man buddy off the hook and stuff like that?
Well, you know, it does happen. But here we have, look at this case with the Bundys, where you have the BLM who deliberately destroyed, shredded potentially exculpatory evidence and withheld what we knew to be exculpatory evidence. And you had the prosecutor who knew all about it, and they lied to the judge. At what point? I mean, this is where when people that are very supportive of Donald Trump, and I say, look, I don't worship any man that ever walked this earth but Jesus Christ for a reason. I'm sorry, but if I were the president, it's as an executive branch agency, you lie to a judge and try and persecute somebody based upon that lie, you're either going to jail or you're without a job. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. George, you can hang on if you'd like. Resurrect the Republic. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacabara Stewart. We still have our caller on the line?
Yes, I do.
All right. I want to jump back real quick and play a clip by Governor Abbott. I believe this was in 2014 or 16. I don't know. It was a few years back. And just to illustrate that it is not just the people, not just the ranchers, not just normal everyday folks that are screaming and hollering about these abuses by the Bureau of Land Management and other federal agencies, but governors and congressmen, senators, all sorts of people are screaming and hollering about it. So if you would, just stay on the line there with me so you can comment if you'd like. Anybody else like to call 1-800-313-9443? Feel free to do so. Mike, if you could roll the clip of Governor Abbott.
And grab Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott saying he's about ready to raise a come and take it flag to tell the feds to stay out of Texas. Attorney General Abbott joins us. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Greta.
All right, so I have your letter here that you wrote to the Bureau of Land Management. So what's the story?
Well, Greta, this is alarming and disturbing because private property owners in Texas have owned this land that butts up against the Red River for generations, and they've cultivated, and they've produced off of it. And now, seemingly out of the blue, the federal government is coming in and trying to seemingly stake a claim to what we think is private property owned by Texans. And so what we are doing is firing off this letter to the Bureau of Land Management to find out exactly what it is they are looking into, because we feel that, for one, at a minimum, they are overreaching, trying to grab land that belongs to Texans, or worse, they're violating due process rights by just claiming that this land suddenly belongs to the federal government, swiping it away from our Texans.
Well, you're not the only one who doesn't like that. Wendy Davis, who is your opponent in the race for governor, her communications director released this statement, which says, Wendy Davis strongly opposes any potential seizure of private property from Texans by the Bureau of Land Management. So it seems almost good, at least universal between the two of you headed to fighting over the job as governor. You both don't like this.
Well, and no one likes the federal government sticking their nose into Texas's business, which is why I've already filed 30 lawsuits against the Obama administration overreaching federal government. What we've seen, Greta, this is just the latest symptom of what seems to be a federal government run amok that is messing in states' rights, now messing in private property rights. And well, from the very beginning of the founding of this country was based upon the rule of law and private property rights. And for the federal government to trample both of those fundamental principles is just flat wrong. And as the Attorney General of Texas, I'm going to be weighing in, working side by side with these private property owners to ensure that both the rule of law and private property rights are respected by the federal government in the state of Texas.
And it's sort of interesting because they have deeds, at least some of the deeds, I'm not sure exactly where the property lines are, but they have deeds and they've been paying taxes for years. But why would the federal government even want this land? What's in it for them?
That's one of the questions that we have. We don't have a clue why they're trying to claim it, what basis they have to claim it on. What we do know is that the federal government themselves came out in the mid-1990s and said that they really needed an act of Congress to try to sort this out. Well, after that, Texas did engage in a compact with Oklahoma, and we actually got an act of Congress to come out and say where the dividing line was, what property belongs to Texas, and we've been operating under that presumption ever since that act of Congress passed, only now to have the federal government come in and try to stake a claim to it.
Well, the BLM says that they aren't doing this, that you know, that they're not moving in to take this land, so they say they're not even doing this.
Right. And you know, one hand is saying one thing, the other hand is saying the other thing, and we're trying to figure out exactly what claims they are staking. If they're saying they're not taking any Texas land, that's fine. However, that does contradict other statements that the BLM is making.
And if they do come in and take the land, you're going to do what?
We will be seeing them in court because this is land that belongs to Texans, and we're going to be fighting for those Texans and their private property rights and the rule of law in a... And we believe the courts will favor Texas in this fight.
Attorney General, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Greta.
Yep, we'll fight them in court. Yeah, we'll argue some more to the state in a federal court. Oh, and your thoughts there, friend?
I would have went a step further. I was Governor Abbott. I would go ahead and advise the county sheriffs along the state line of Texas and Oklahoma to deputize every gun owner to guard that land and make sure BLM don't trespass on it.
Praise the Lord! That is what your local government is supposed to do. A lot of people don't understand. They really truly don't understand the separation of powers and the checks and balances that are supposed to exist. People have been so indoctrinated by this cult of government that they think that they're supposed to work in tandem and coordination with each other from the federal level all the way down to the local police officer, and it's just not so. The whole point of having a sheriff is to be able to preserve and protect the rights of their constituents against any transgression, regardless of whether it comes from government or it comes from a criminal or anything else. People, I mean, fundamentally have been separated from this knowledge. They're taught to obey, 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 and if you don't, you're a heretic and you get punished. Now, we're not getting burned at the stake yet, but we're getting thrown massively in prisons.
Well, you know, the thing is, about years ago, I asked the my local constable that does foreclosures and evictions and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and a lot of the properties that are being evicted were all paid for free and clear, and banks were trying to, were foreclosing on it, and the judges were going through with it, allowing the foreclosure. You know, these banks never had claims, and the constable goes out and throws them out. And I said, how do you feel about, throwing people off their property that the bank has no complaint claim for that the judge is allowing? I'm like, you're a check and balance. I said, if that judge is giving an unlawful ruling, you have no obligation to follow through. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I completely get what you're talking about. I really do, and I agree with you. And I think that a lot of people are starting to. I mean, it's been taking a lot of effort, and. I've said for a long time, this fight that the Bundys were in, it wasn't about the Bundys. It was about they are just the tip of the iceberg. When you start really looking at all of the ranchers, the farmers, the property owners, even out into California where people are not ranching, but just trying to live, trying to get off the grid, all of these, and this is what blows my mind. You have this liberal environmentalism, sustainability is nonsense. I mean, it is and it isn't. You have people that are seriously concerned with that kind of thing, so it resonates with them, and then they support these political parasites who are pimping out their cause under the guise of control. Because when you have people that really actually step up and try to live sustainably, then you have code enforcement and all of the other communitarian, communistic fascistic arms of the third way or come in and try and fine and take people's property and like we saw with Turtle Island. One of the first interviews I did on RPN was with the fellow that was on the History Channel, was one of the mountain men, right? The guy from Turtle Island down there in the Carolinas. And he was, what he was doing is he was building authentic homes the way they were built, 200 years ago, off of the land. And he would have, classes would come in, school kids and trips. And it was like a really nice setup that they had there. Well, here comes like a whole bunch of cars with code officials and, well, you didn't have permits to do this and it's not done per zoning regulations, this and that and the other. Well, after they had an independent contractor come in and inspect everything, said that this is not only is it's built past any code that they could possibly have. It was these just timber framed buildings that this guy was putting up because it didn't have a running sewer, electricity. Thought that was the point. He was trying to teach people how people used to do things too. Oh, it's just so insane. It is just so insane.
It's just a bunch of bureaucrats going out trying to justify their job.
Yeah, it is a little bit more than that. There's an agenda behind it. A lot of people, they get that power and they're told what to do and they like wielding that power. They also like the salary and the benefits and the retirement and all of that other stuff. So you have, there's a huge financial, that's why I call them political prostitutes, because they know, eventually they know what the agenda is and they just choose to ignore it. They bury their head in the sand to collect that paycheck. Those that aren't ideologues and really a part of that movement, they bury their heads in the sand. They do what they're told, and they keep their jobs and their pensions. And I hope I have enough time to share this. I don't know if I will, but I'm going to try and squeeze as much of it in as I can. Montana resident, huh?
Well, this is another thing concerning. You talk about the bureaucrats. I remember reading countless stories about a rancher who builds a pond on his property, gets state and local permits, and the EPA comes in imposes fines. And here's the thing is about bureaucrats. They have unlimited resources, and like I said, they may win first, they may lose the second and third round to the farmer, but, I mean, just for a few rounds with the farmer, they may lose, but they'll come back at another angle, knowing that his legal fees are going to deplete him.
Yeah.
So... And the thing
I know what you're saying there. I thank you for your input. What I want to share with people next, I don't know if
you're welcome. I'm going to hang up.
Okay. Yeah. You have a great night. Thank you for calling from Texas there. the next part of what I want to share with you guys is a story by Montana resident Billy Hill. Now, many of you have seen and heard this. I believe Ammon and Ryan were present during this presentation. But, you know, and I know that we keep going back, but, you know, there's a lot of people that haven't heard or seen this. So we need to expose you guys to what's going on. And you know, for the past, oh, God, how many decades this has been going on. But anyway, this next clip is from Montana resident Billy Hill. So roll that clip, if you would. Yeah, I believe so.
Hey, everybody. Josh Sigurdsson, World Alternative Media here. And we are joined by Jeanette Finicum, of course.
That's the wrong one. The widow. So anyway, folks, tomorrow night I'm going to be on with Lori Anderson. Tomorrow at this time, Lori Anderson and I will be back on in this time slot tomorrow. So make sure that you tune in. The clip that I was talking about is Threats and Intimidation, Montana resident Billy Hill. Yeah, there you go. All right. Sorry about that.
He's a good friend of ours. We've known him for a long time. And I can say a lot about him, but I'll just let him come and tell his story. Welcome, Billy Hill.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This has been some time coming. I'm a resident of Sanders County. I own a ranch in Trout Creek, Montana, and I've lived on that ranch since 1948. I'm one of the old timers, and you can see it in my appearance. It's been my pleasure to know the people of Sanders County, and I feel so blessed by God that I endured two trials in Sanders County that were senseless accusations by the federal government when a grizzly bear attempted to kill me that they had planted in my hometown. And they prosecuted me and the two guys that killed it with bow and arrows. There was not a gun on the mountain. Those juries stuck with me with common sense. They ferreted out the truth, stood by me, came back not guilty the first time, and awarded damages of $107,000, successfully sued the county attorney who prosecuted the case. And I'm going to tell you something. I am the most blessed man who could ever prematurely have expected the people of a county to stand by you with two full juries and come back not guilty one and award you damages against the government. Thank you. This is a new generation. This happened. I've been at war with this agency for 35 years this year. It's been brutal. It's been a lot of suffering. It's been to the point of where I didn't think I could go any further. But we had the two trials. I won the damages. And I'm going to tell you people something. You stood by me, so I stood by your principles, your rights, and I sued the government. $107,000, they appealed it to Supreme Court, State of Montana, and we won that case. They said in court that that was an endangered species, which trumped my right to defend my life.
Money.
State law, Brand was alluding to it. I can name it. I can tell you the number. 87-3-130 gives you the absolute God-given right to defend your life, the life of your neighbor, and his property or yours. That's the way it is. And if you want to see what your rights are, go to Supreme Court, pull up Hill versus Montana. There's your rights, folks.
Amen.
About 6 months ago, I sensed a vacuum in the nation for some organization that will not pick up guns and go challenge anybody. That's not the old West. We have court systems that should work for the people. And this Supreme Court ruling proved to me, gave me hope, that maybe Congress, even with their low acceptance level, would realize that if they would review their policies of land management in the West, they could stop people dying out here. That's worth asking them to make a little bit of energy so they're not leaving dead people behind, isn't it? These people have to step up and do what they're obligated to do and stop this chaos. So I talked to some very good people, and we all got together, and I agreed that I would put together a group called CalPO, Coalition of Western Property Owners. That doesn't even say it all. But that's who we are. That's where the crimes are being committed, on our properties in the West. And if we don't push back, you're going to sit there and watch us lose our rights. And the day we lose our rights, you just lost yours. Amen. I want to tell you a little about this bear story. I've got three things that happened in my life. I got volumes. Each individual letter certified with the federal government. I was a professional guide and hunter and outfitter. This is 55 years. Me and my mother were the only two outfitters in western Missoula, Montana in 1962. She had been an outfitter since 1938. She also had been the first woman packer to furnish the supplies to the Forest Service, of all people, on the mountain lookout towers. I have newspaper articles of rangers in the past commending this slip of a girl that showed up with the life-sustaining support that these people needed in the towers. They were very proud of her. Something turned 180 degrees, and when she passed away at 81 years old, she had an outfitting business. She was allowed two people for 7 days annually to sustain her livelihood. That's how things have changed, evolved, and they've made victims out of people who have earned respect, dignity. They dashed it all and victimized. And I always said in 1984, when the federal government got authority to regulate the outfitting industry, I said, these people haven't got the slightest idea of what I do when I'm on that mountain. And I made the mistake of telling one. But let me direct you to the back table back there, the CalPO table. And I've got a little vein here and wrote the story of Billy Hill, but I didn't know how else. There, she's holding one up back there. There's a box of these pamphlets, and what I'm going to go through real quick here. There's a box of them there. I hope they last a while. There's some left. Help yourself to them, because I document every single thing for 35 years. I'm probably as well documented a combatant as you're ever going to see. I even documented my break time when I wasn't fighting them. But 1983, I'm a core driller by trade from years gone by in my youth, and my whole family did that, core drilled for mineral. So in 1983, my mother and I were out getting, I was in the business now, her and I were the only two doing it down in Dunmore. Everybody was laughing at us. These guys are crazy to even cater them people, babysit them around. Well, anyway, we decided to core drill our property, the ranch, which is private property. And the guy that drilled it, he ground the core. If you know what that means, you don't get it out of there to where you can break it up or anything. It all comes out like powder. So he told my mother, well, there was no core when we drilled your ranch, but pay us our money. Well, she's getting older, and 83 is the year my father died. My sister died in a domestic abuse. My mother adopted her four children. Now these nephews and nieces are all of a sudden legally my brothers and sisters. And my mother doesn't have a husband, so when the boys are starting to get some size, I got to go out and pull a mirror to sit like a father. So I never know from day to day which I am doing. Except that I told him I'm always the boss. But anyway, getting back to this mineral. So it ended up, we didn't get any core. So we went through life looking at each other saying, when the fight started with Forest Service and they started harassing her about her cattle, she'd say, what did you do to make her mad? And I'd say, it must have been you. I don't know of anything. Well, a year and a half ago, a friend called me and he said, did you see the new environmental impact statement about that deck for the Rock Creek Mine? And I said, no, I have not. He said, you need to see it. And in this pamphlet back here, they have the whole valley with the Rock Creek Mine ore body, and right in the middle is the Hill Farm. And it's named. It's the only private property named. Green is the outcrop of the Rivet Formation. Yeah. They got the Hill Farm green. X in the legend says copper silver deposit. Yep, X over Hill Farm. You go two pages further, and it says the ore body contains between 229 million troy ounces of silver and 2 billion pounds of copper. Something's starting to ring back to 83 here. It says, because current metal prices are higher than when the 2005 mineral resource estimate was completed, total mineral resources may be greater and metal grades higher than estimated in 2005. I honestly believe my mother died not knowing why she was beat up so bad by the government. And I think somebody wants our place.
Yeah, that's right.
Is in their document. I have no idea what's under my property, but they do. Something's wrong with this picture. So anyway, we'll move on into a cow. Well, let me go back to bear deal just a second. So as soon as the trial was over on the bear, my wife and I were talking, and I said, I don't think they're capable in carrying it off, but I think we better just start watching for retaliation for us winning this lawsuit. And from that day on, I've got volumes of correspondence, and it was just a constant, every single day, letter, demands, threats, going to eliminate my 33-year outlet business.
The rest of this clip will be published on RBN. It will be published on rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com. Please go to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com or resurrectorepublic.com. Hit that PayPal button if you support our work. We're only doing an hour tonight. We will be here tomorrow night for 2 hours, and we're going to be coming back regular to nighttime, so be ready for that. It's not happening exactly yet, but we're going to try. So God bless all of you. Tom Lacabara Stewart, Resurrect the Republic, Republic Broadcasting Network.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.